Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spend Time with God. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. And welcome to the podcast. Now, I'm learning as I go without losing myself and maintaining genuality, being genuine, not only with myself, but with my listeners. And this episode, as I have written in a description, I will include scriptures for you to read regarding to the spirit of heaviness. And this time of pandemic, there is a big spirit of heaviness. I have and am experiencing it myself. And the only way that me personally can deal with it is to release the truth. That's why also at 5 p.m. we're going to have that an episode, The Truth Will Set You Free and Lies Will Pull You Down. Now, that's going to be on the Purpose of Closure radio, Blog Talk. So if you're interested in listening or you need a link, you could just contact me and I'll be willing to, you know, quickly share it with you. So write these scriptures down and meditate on them. And once you meditate on them and it hits you, bind the spirit of heaviness and loose the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, the garment of praise that breaks the chain, and the oil of joy, which is John 15:26, Isaiah 61:3. Also subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're going to go full force on that. And if you really want to know a little bit more about me, please check out and purchase my book, The Purpose of Closure. That link is down here as well. And please subscribe to this podcast. It is free. Now, I don't know the process of what you have to do, but I know it's free. You have to sign up. I guess it's just their protocol. So we don't have that much time. Let's get into the scriptures. Scriptures are very powerful. When you speak them out loud, they're very powerful. They're words they create. What encouraged me on this podcast title was my daughter. She made a statement, and it blew my mind. Because I'm doing this by faith. I'm not making a whole bunch of money. It's not about the money. It's about the assignment. She said she went to Bible study. She didn't have a Bible. Now, this was good leadership. They provided her with a Bible. She was like, I'm going to use my phone. No, they provided her with a physical Bible. And she shared with me that the pastor, her pastor or one of the members, because I don't want to put nobody under the bus, had made a statement, people are tearing out pages and hiding them, hiding them. And I thought about the listeners, because I look at the back stats, you know, from the Philippines and Japan and around the country. And I think that's why America's going through what they're going through, because they're so ungrateful and they have taken a lot of things for granted. But moving forward, okay, excessive mourning. Read Isaiah 61 and 3. Write these down. Luke 4 and 18. Now, I say Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Chapter and Luke 4 and verse 18. Sorrow, grief, which I'm quite sure a lot of you are dealing with that now today. Nehemiah chapter 2, second verse. Proverbs 15, chapter 13 verse. Insomnia is like when you're having a hard time sleeping. Jeremiah chapter 2, second verse. Broken heart. Maybe during the pandemic someone has left you that you thought that you would be with forever. Read Psalm 69, chapter 20th verse. Also read Proverbs chapter 12, 18th verse, chapter 15, 3rd verse, chapter 13. Well, chapter 15, 3 and 13 verse. That's in Proverbs. Also 18th chapter, 14th verse. Also, Luke, the 4th chapter, 18 verse. Self-pity. Oh, why me? Me, 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 poor me. Me, my eye, my little poor me. Read Psalm 69, chapter and 20th verse. Rejection, depression. Oh, my. That's going to take you back to Isaiah 61, chapter 3rd verse. And remember that rejection is direction. Danger, danger, retreat, retreat. Don't go that way. That's a sign of the universe that is guiding you, that that's not your destiny. That's not even your path. It's easy to be said than done, but as you meditate on these scriptures, it will help you. Despair, dejection, hopelessness, when you feel hopeless. I feel hopeless sometimes. I do. But I wake up to my first love, my everything, and I meditate on God's word, his promises, and I draw from his energy, not my own, because it comes sometimes my energy is depleted. Because I know there is a God, but I am not it, or him, or her, however you want to put it. I know better. You will find it as you begin to meditate on these scriptures. And that scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Withdrawing, pouting, excessive, fatigue, and weariness, suicidal thoughts. Oh, no, not me. I never think about killing myself. But it's a thought. And a thought, I'm not talking about a thought. I'm talking about a thought, T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Okay? It passes people's minds sometimes. Meditate on Mark 9. Inner hurts, torn spirit. Sometimes you hurt so deeply. Inner hurts, a torn spirit. Read Luke chapter 4, 18 verse. Proverbs chapter 18, 14th verse. Chapter 26, 22nd verse. Heaviness. This is the third time that this has been repeated. Isaiah 61 and 3. Escape indifference, roots, or bitterness, sadness, abandonment, loneliness, suppressed emotions, physical illness, and pain. This is what people are dealing with behind closed doors. So you are not alone. God told me you are not alone. But take this time and be obedient, thus says the Lord. Meditate on these scriptures, his word. It is food. There is life in his word. There's life in the word of God. And right now, strong man, called spirit of heaviness, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, as long with all your works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links and spirits that are in God's people's life. Take your hands off of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All the links, fruits, and tentacles, and we loose you from us and force you into the outer darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. And send you back to the dry land of Pisgah, or wherever God decides to send you to, until he decides to loose you or replace you from wherever he put you. There's no coming back seven times fold. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we loose the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, garment of praise and the oil of joy. And those scriptures are John 15, 26, and there we go again, ending with Isaiah 61 chapter and third verse. So please, stay focused. Don't give up. Stand still and know that God is you. And you have a very blessed and prosperous day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.